Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, second segment, 5 o'clock hour. Little portal update. Jonah Pace, the defensive lineman from Central Michigan, picked Iowa over Nebraska. Knucklehead. Still has time to change his mind, though. We got a couple texts in here, Austin. 1075, he said, I would rather play Ohio State at full strength in the quarterfinals than risk playing them later in with possible injuries. I could see both sides of that. Cole M says Shane Gillis was a hinted at Cignetti at being on set, leaving his team, and asked Saban if he would do that. Saban wasn't even joking around with Shane Gillis. He said nope.
No. But again, I think there's room for reasonable minds to disagree on whether or not Cignetti should have done it. Obviously, it's a bad look because of the way the game went. But Jay, I can guarantee you that if Colorado had been in the college football playoff and they had, you know, gotten College game day there, Deion's on stage. But part of Deion's thing is he deflects a lot of blame and credit for his players, right?
But he's never been on there 3 hours before. He goes over there in the morning when their game day.
You don't think he goes up there 3 hours before?
Prime locked in.
But it would be on brand for him to be on the stage 3 hours before game.
Yeah. He just says, I'm prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see him doing it.
You know?
But that's just him.
Right, like, obviously, Saban's not going to do that, right? I think Saban's being honest. I don't think Saban was just playing to the moment when he said, no. I think Saban's the guy that is locked in. He's business. You want me, come record something early in the day. But I think a guy like
I think Deion would interview coming off the bus. I don't see him leaving the locker room and going on national TV like that.
Okay.
I think I could see him over there in the morning or extremely early. Because I could tell you this from a little experience I have, I guess, signing autographs next to Deion, not working alongside him.
You're basically a business partner if you're signing autographs next to him.
He was very businesslike. It's like, I'm going to be here at this time. This is when I can do it. Make it happen. Call me back when it's done. So I just, but I could see him doing it. But there's only one person that could do that. And his name ain't Kurt. First name ain't Kurt. Last name ain't Cignetti.
Right.
So, I mean, I think a big deal is made out of it. It's like a lot of things. People make a lot of big deals out of quotes, and all this stuff when you lose. It's just like the whole handshake thing at Iowa, or supposedly I didn't see any footage of Matt Rhule going through their warmups. I just saw him walking around. Like if I saw like I would see like what was it like John Blake or whoever the Colorado coach walking around, I was like, I would try to hit him with a football. That's what I'd probably do. Oops, my bad.
Sorry. Didn't see
you. Austin, throw me a hard one. Get out of the way. I wouldn't have said anything after the game. Now, I will tell you, we played Florida down there in the Fiesta Bowl, and they ran through our when we were stretching and kicked our helmets. That's different than a coach running all the way around the field. And you got all your little track stuff up there, and then all of a sudden you get mad, like, oh, so we got to go over here. It's like, you know, and then the whole handshake thing, I think it was, you know, whether that was whatever they chose to do, that's the team's choice. I think it became magnified when you lose. That's my whole point.
Yeah.
Those things are looked upon positive when you win and negative when you lose.
Well, the difference would have been Iowa still would have looked at it negatively.
Yeah.
But it would have sounded like, oh, they're crying. Oh, they're whining. They didn't win. Look at all the disrespectful stuff you guys have done to us in the past. At least stuff that's been interpreted as disrespectful. It cries the river. But because Iowa won, they can say, oh, look how small you are. Look how you have to try to amp yourself up.
Right.
So even the action itself, to your point, doesn't change. But the perception of it, how it's talked about, is completely different just based off of 60 minutes of football.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, when somebody asked me about it, I was like, I've been out there. We played a team and pleasantries were exchanged. And I don't think there was handshaking going on. I mean, that's just what happens sometimes out there. And you should do it. I always feel like you look your opponent in the eye and shake their hand and just go through the deal. So, I mean, but also I understand if I don't feel like shaking your hand, I ain't going to shake your hand. Quite frankly, if you're going to do something about it, then I'm willing to deal with the ramifications, both good and bad.
Yeah, right.
So you got to stand on business, you know. So, but I just think, Kirk Cignetti, I think it's just one of those things that now it looks like you've never been there before and all that stuff. I'm sure he wished you probably could have probably minced his words. I think for him, and I understand where he's coming from, he knows and feels his team is a legit good team.
Yeah.
He knows those players. He's been around a lot of football, and they are a good team. Mm-hmm. I think when people started to question that, he went straight scorched earth. Look, not only did Nebraska came in 25, we didn't just beat them. We, beat the blank out of them. Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you this. Kirk Cignetti, that ain't changed. He was popping off after they beat us, right?
Immediately.
Yep. I thought their defense was supposed to be good. Well, we scored 56 points. That's why sometimes I think I wish I could talk to the players. Listen, when you play dudes like this right here, that you can't. He's like, I got one of my good friends back in Charlotte named Pat. If we played 21 in basketball or if we played anything 10 times and I beat him 7, he's talking about the 3.
Right.
And that 3 is equal to 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't never let him beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're better off not playing. So that's just part of the deal, and that's just part of the college football playoffs, and that's part of the way the thing shook out, man.
Of the teams that lost, who do you feel most confident in getting back next year?
Clemson. Now, I think I think the road, but not necessarily, though. As I said it, because that's the easy thing. So I'm going to take that back myself. I think Clemson could be in for bigger problems with Bill Belichick, Hoodie being around. You got to assume Miami's going to still be good. Let's say whether it's NC State, SMU.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or another
Wake Forest, coach. Pitt finishes the deal.
Pitt, or just say there's another team that would be able to compete with you. So it's not going to be
Blue Devils.
Yeah, I like Manny Diaz. I mean, because Clemson has a lot of problems in positions that you don't know if they're going to be willing to fix or can fix immediately. Mm. Explosiveness on the outside, second level speed at linebacker position, playmaking at the third level safety position, which you need to play. So, as I said it, I can actually pull it back. I would probably say a team out of the 4 this weekend that potentially could get back in there next year. Oddly enough, I could actually say we're SMU.
Yeah, I'm glad you went there.
And it's for the same reasons why they got their butt kicked. I'm going to assume that if the quarterback plays a little bit better than he did this year, they're almost there. And if the defense continues to grow, they're in trouble because they're aggressive. Mm-hmm. They can match up with you, and they're awful competitive as well.
A quarterback like Jennings, obviously he's got the big playability in him for both teams. Mm-hmm. Is that a guy that you want to double down and amplify the rate at which you go risk-reward? Do you double down on risk-reward, or do you try to kind of smooth out the edges and try to make him more consistent? Maybe not quite as explosive, but not quite as detrimental with the interceptions and negative plays, too.
You know what I do? I bring him in. We'll go over the season, and then we sit back, and we just watch 12 games of Cam Ward.
Mm.
That's exactly how I want you to play. Hmm. Cam Ward's the most aggressive quarterback that's came in college football in the last 10 years, but it's calculated.
Yeah.
And it seems to work out real well for him.
He has some of that stuff he can't teach.
Right. He does have the intangibles, the it factor, but he also has he's studied, he knows the game. And so when you can take what he does well, Cam Ward does, and he actually gets more conservative at the right time so he can be aggressive. So set up your aggressiveness.
Well, there's a difference between aggressive and conservative, right? You can be aggressive without being reckless.
Right.
You can still be conservative, but still be aggressive.
First thing we're going to do, we're going to put up reckless on the whiteboard. Let's get that out of there. And let's talk about these first two series against Penn State. What would we do better or different this year than next year against any team?
Mm-hmm.
On the road, raucous environment, we could be going to get into the ACC championship, and we got to play steady. Do you think we're trying to fit that pass in there?
No, coach. There's your
answer. Why?
Blank, blank, intercepted.
Blank. What would be one or two viable options based on what you see up there?
Run, throw it away.
Right. And this is why. Mm-hmm. You're not coming to the bench. I need you to make more championship winning plays, and these are the plays that you don't get in your stat sheet. Mm-hmm. Those are the plays that actually, let's go to Nebraska before we talk about the bowl game. And you know, we'll have great coverage, obviously, Saturday morning from 8 to 11 as well. That's taking care of the football, I think, is probably one of the things I think Dylan doesn't get enough credit for. Sometimes he could be too conservative, and I like that as a young quarterback. Now, obviously, he went through a slow stretch there, but I think overall, especially at the beginning of the season, and then obviously towards the end, like you'd like obviously to be no turnovers, but I think he actually played the position of quarterback early, with the importance on the football coming in, which is since we're. You know, the seniors from that last year are going, if he's on the team in first year of Matt Rhule, they make a bowl game.
Yeah.
That's what Jennings needs. He needs a little bit of that mixed in. You know, throw, skip rocks out there if you have to. Just get it, you know, just to live to fight another play. Because I think Jennings and quarterbacks like Jennings, we've seen that this is actually how Cade Klubnik, I think, has gotten a lot better. So you see it right there. You saw it.
Shoot, Aller.
Right. Exactly. But you've seen him just make winning plays that don't show up in the stat sheet that allow you to make more plays that show up in the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
Building blocks.
It's hard for young people and quarterbacks to understand that. Mm-hmm. It's the Tom Brady effect. Never lose a game.
Right.
Almost winning everything. Mm-hmm. Or you just got lucky. Pretty much. I mean, take the mindset of like Jack Nicklaus. He's like, man, I didn't run out of time. I didn't lose. I just ran out of holes.
Right.
So you just got to flip his mindset. But I think SMU overnight is more. And I will tell you this before we go to break. SMU is, I think, potentially is more sustainable than Indiana. But I like Indiana's coach better. Mm. I just think with the money, athletes, and where they're at, I think they're more sustainable.
Cignetti just screams SMU, though.
Yes.
You know?
Hey.
Just like Will Wade needs to go to LSU, Kurt Cignetti needs to end up at SMU.
Let me tell you something. If Kurt Cignetti wins again next year, he's going to be hell on wheels. I'm just telling you right now.
Yep.
So whatever you need to do, you got to beat that dude. Because I can promise you this right now. I've got an old dad 35. I don't think Indiana wins as much as they did this year, next year, but I think they have a good season. I'm going to tell you this right now. he going to try to run the score up on everybody. I'm just telling you. I mean, I know.
Get ready for it.
I know these type of dudes, and he's a great coach because now I'm telling you, he's back in Indiana in his chair, the same one he had James Madison, and he's hot. He mad because he got embarrassed.
Oh, and he hears you guys telling him he got embarrassed.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I'll show you.
Right. He's in the lab right now. And is it true that the quarterback is in the portal? Rory? He's a senior.
Yeah, he's out of eligibility.
Yeah, yeah. I was in the garage and somebody told me that. So anyways, yeah, but no, he's not. He's not. I already checked. But I'm telling you, right now, Indiana. Matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break. Let's come back. Let's look at their schedule. Mm. No. We're not going to do that. This is the Husker show. This is Husker show. We're going to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Talk about our fondest Christmas memories in sports. Mm. All right? Mm. Isn't that the coin flip with Detroit? Or that's Thanksgiving? That's coin flip with Detroit and Pittsburgh. Anyway, I get them all mixed up. They all go together. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.